Yeah, Ember grilled me, but we're good. We had a nice time.
Hunt winked at Bryce, even though the casual gesture didn't quite light his eyes.
All right, I'll see you at the meeting later.
Hunt hung up the phone.
Unless they've got a dagger digging into his back, it seems like Isaiah has no clue about what went down at Idra, or that the Hind saw any of us.
What game is she playing?
Rune toyed with his lip ring.
You really think Isaiah wasn't playing it cool to lure you to the Comitium later?
If they wanted to arrest us, they'd have been waiting for us. The Hind is keeping this to herself.
But why?
Bryce frowned deeply.
To mess with our minds?
Honestly, that's a distinct possibility. But if you ask me, I think she knows we're up to something. I think she wants to see what we do next.
We've been so focused on Emil and Ophion and the demons that we've forgotten one key thing. Sophie died knowing vital intel. The Hind knew that, was afraid enough of it that she killed her to make sure the intel died with Sophie. And if it didn't take much for Therian to piece together that Sophie and Danica knew each other and come to us, I bet the Hind has figured that out too. She has hackers who could have found the same emails between them.
Hunt's wing brushed her shoulder, curving around her.
But how does it even tie to Danica? Sophie didn't get the intel until 2 years after Danica died.
No idea.
Bryce leaned her head against Hunt's shoulder, a casual, steadying sort of intimacy. The sex on the ship had been life-altering, soul-altering, just altering. She couldn't wait to have him again. But she cleared the thought from her head.
Any chance this somehow ties into Danica researching that Fendir lineage?
Her brother rubbed his temples.
Though I don't see how anything about that would be war-changing intel worth killing to hide.
Me neither.
Bryce had slept last night, curled beside Hunt in their bunk, limbs and wings and breath mingling, but she was still exhausted. From the shadows under Hunt's eyes, she knew the same weariness weighed on him. Rune rose to get the door. Hunt's hand tangled in her hair, and he tugged on the strands, getting Bryce to look up at him. He kissed her nose, her chin, her mouth.
I might be tired.
As if he'd sensed her thoughts.
But I'm ready for round two when you are.
Her blood heated.
Good. I'd hate for you to be unable to keep up in your old age.
Sorry to break up the love fest, but the hellhound's outside.